Thunderstorms are forecast for the Denver metro area and surrounding counties today. A flash flood watch is in effect for the Cameron Peak, Cowood, East Troublesome, and Williams Fork Burnscar area starting at 11 a.m. Heavy rainfall is expected to last through the evening in much of the state, including the foothills, mountains, eastern plains, and I-25 corridor. On Wednesday, residents of the Front Range received flash flood warnings when rainstorms pushed through the area. Afternoon and late night thunderstorms brought more than an inch of rain, with some parts of the Front Range even seeing 2 inches of rain. Boulder Office of Emergency Management advises residents to immediately head towards higher ground and avoid driving and walking through floodwaters if high levels of water are in their area. The Colorado River Outfitters Association announced families can expect steady waters and fun runs for the rest of the rafting season. These open rivers include Western Slope, Clear Creek, Poudre River, Taylor River, and Arkansas River. The Colorado River is currently increasing in flow due to releases from reservoirs. Forecasts could change depending on rainfall. Jefferson County Public Schools has ratified a contract to support paraprofessionals. Luis Licon has more.
Support staff at Jefferson County Public Schools can expect a significant pay increase in 2023. That's thanks to an agreement ratified this week by the Jefferson County Public School Board of Education. The new contract agreement involved months of negotiations and included an increase in starting pay to $18 an hour for support staff and more sick leave and healthier food options for students. The school board committed to providing healthier foods for students and better engagement with parents. JESPA represents almost 3,800 educators, secretaries, bus drivers, food workers, and custodians. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Employees at the Boulder location of Trader Joe's are seeking to unionize. United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 filed a petition this week to hold an election, making workers at the Boulder Trader Joe's the first in the state to consider unionization. The United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 is the same union that organized a successful strike at King Soopers locations in the Denver metro area earlier this year. The union represents more than 17,000 grocery workers across Colorado and Wyoming. The eastbound lanes of US 6 from Jefferson County Line to Tunnel 2 were temporarily closed after a rock climber fell and got stuck on a high rock ledge over Clear Creek. Both the West Metro Fire Rescue and the Golden Fire Department worked together to close the lanes and help. The climber was safely rescued and did not sustain any life-threatening injuries, but still had minor ones. According to the Colorado Department of Transportation, the road was opened back up around 2 p.m. yesterday. The oldest known Holocaust survivor in Colorado passed away in Loveland on Friday. Joe Rubinstein spent 5 years of his life as a slave in concentration camps, a story that was eventually turned into the novel Auschwitz No. 34207, The Joe Rubinstein Story. He spent the rest of his life as a shoe designer and was said to have always been looking for joy in his life. He was 101 years old. Thornton has found levels of dangerous PFAS in their water. KG News' Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Letters are being sent out to Thornton residents warning them about PFAS chemicals being found in their water. PFAS are chemicals that have been linked to diseases such as thyroid disease and some cancers. They're known as forever chemicals and can be found in various day-to-day items such as clothing and cookware. Thornton's PFAS levels coming out of the plants are 5.4 parts per trillion. The Environmental Protection Agency has set the acceptable levels for PFAS in drinking water at 70 parts per trillion. The city has taken steps to combat this by turning off one of its well water sources. For residents, the city recommends purchasing an in-home water filtration system that can get rid of PFAS chemicals. The city has also reassured citizens that the drinking water is safe and meets all federal and state primary drinking standards. This has been Jimmy Searfoss for KGNU.
Expect cloudy weather and mildly warm temperatures all throughout the Front Range today, as later there will be a high chance of thunderstorms. In Boulder, a high of 72 and a low of 60. In Denver, a high of 72 and a low of 62. In Fort Collins, a high of 73 and a low of 60. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.